The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Ashley Larkin is back with me, the TV chef and the mindful eating coach, to talk about chickpeas. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Hummus. That's all I expected.
I know,
in studio.
Yeah.
Just bowls and bowls of hummus.
But at least you have that for reference. Like, that's good. You
okay,
know?
Yeah.
Sometimes you kind of go, chickpeas, do we eat them? Do we not eat them? And like, I think they're going to feature in like my top 10 favourite foods.
No way.
Yeah.
Ah, no. You see, this is nonsense. They do not. Chickpeas on their own, what you do, it's all the stuff you add to the chickpeas.
It is all the stuff you add.
Is that what you actually
you
enjoy?
Right. It is. But that's why I enjoy them, because they are...
You're not sitting down and eating chickpeas with a dessert spoon straight from the tin.
I'm not.
The way people should eat baked beans. That's how I eat baked beans.
Out of a tin.
Straight out of the tin with a spoon, cold. Don't cook them. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Aisling, do it tonight when you get home.
I won't. I will not.
You will thank me.
I won't.
You will.
No.
Oh my God.
I am looking at you in a whole
so
new light.
Good. So good. Straight from the tin. Yeah. Do you know when the apocalypse comes?
I've been working with you nuclear, 2.5 years.
Nuclear apocalypse. I'll be fine. Everyone else will be trying to like make halloumi and chickpea salad or something. And I'll be like, no, I'm just going to have this these beans straight from the tin. They're good.
You go into your bunker with your cold baked beans.
Yeah.
I'll go into my bunker with my chickpeas, right?
Yeah,
and
all right.
Be happy. I'll tell you why I love them, right?
Okay.
For that reason. They are so, so versatile. They're cheap, they're accessible like that. They can sit in the pantry for God only knows how long and they're there when you need them. And it's all of the variety that what you can do with them, but it's also the bang for your buck that you get in terms of nutrients. Like, not all calories are made equal, and these are such a little powerhouse in terms of that plant-based protein, in terms of fibre, in terms of keeping us fuller for longer. And I think that's the trick to legumes in general, which are like our peas, beans, lentils, all of that combination, but specifically chickpeas. And again, like, and you referenced there at the top, like they're relatively bland, which on their own is not great, but it's all the possibilities of what you can do with them. And that's why I love them.
So they're from kind of Middle East. Is that where you would think of?
Yeah, like Middle Eastern dishes. I suppose this kind of movement of Ottolenghi and Middle Eastern cookery had brought them to the fore like 5, 6, 7 years ago. Really,
yeah.
Like they became a real pantry staple. Other than that, they were South Asia, like 8,000 years ago. Like they're way, way back. They were one of the first legumes to grow. And again, I suppose...
And nothing to do with chickens?
Nothing to do with chickens, no. Mm. They came from the word... Kiker, which then turned into a French version of the word, which then turned into chickpea.
Okay.
So it ended up being a little mishmash, which basically means pea. But they are,
right.
They are chickpeas. Yeah, so that's what we kind of know.
Sorry, that'd get your kids to eat them. Yeah. Call it, they're called pea.
Have pea-peas for dinner and
so
they would love them.
So nutritionally, what's the value of them then?
We're looking at about 120 calories per 100 grams, right?
Which yeah.
Super duper, lovely. But it's when you dig into the protein and you dig into the fibre. Like you're talking 9 grams of fibre, you're talking 10 grams of protein in or around.
Okay.
Which makes them be that little powerhouse. And they never got the title of, you know, superfood like goji berries did or blueberries
yeah.
did. And they kind of deserved it. And I just feel they're just not sexy enough, you know? They're a bit bland. They are a bit boring. And they just, yeah, they never hit it off. But they should. So I am wholeheartedly proposing they become a superfood.
What about kind of the nutrients or things that are in them?
Yeah, so we are looking at, again, I suppose if you're talking your protein and you're talking your fibre, the reason they are so important is because they keep you fuller for longer. So
yes, okay.
A lot of our carbohydrates, if you consider the basic carbohydrates, they'll break down. Simple glucose, little bit of a sugar spike, coming back down. That's all normal. What you're trying to do is obviously regulate that. So you're trying to keep yourself fuller for longer and prevent those really big peaks and troughs of that glucose spike. And what the combination, because it has such a high proportion of fibre and protein, that's what it does. So it keeps you fuller for longer and prevents that.
The gunk water that they come in. You shouldn't actually throw that out, apparently.
No, it has a lovely name. Aquafaba.
Gunk.
Aquafaba.
Can gunk. Tin well, can gunk.
It's very precious tinned canned gunk, let me tell you. So up until, I suppose, very recently, this movement towards a lot of vegan cookery, basically, it acts as an egg replacement.
Oh, right, okay.
So for meringues, for things like macaroons, for marshmallows, anywhere you're baking that you want to kind of replace very much.
So you can whip it up.
White, you can whip it up, turns into this foam. And again, it's because, so basically when the chickpeas are cooked in the liquor, the protein leaches out, so does the fiber, and then that's what causes this kind of structure, and it causes the protein, and it causes the coagulation, and it gets the lovely foaminess. Cocktails, I use them a lot in cocktails.
All right.
So instead of an egg white, you're making like a whiskey sour.
Yeah.
Instead of an egg white, you can put in a little bit of aquafaba. So save your chickpea water. You can hold it in the fridge for up to a week. You can freeze it for up to 3 months. And it's that perfect egg replacement.
So where are we going to start today then?
Oh, I'm going to start you with a little appetizer.
Okay, lovely.
Boosh. Mm-hmm. So this is crispy chickpeas.
Oh, lovely.
Okay, so these can be used as a topper for soups. So anywhere you might use a crouton, you can use your chickpeas. Why? Instead of just a basic carb, you're getting protein and fiber in there. So the secret little trick to them is the spices that you put on them. And it's such a simple one. I use the same combination for my potatoes in my air fryer to do my homemade chips. Cumin, smoked paprika, onion powder, garlic powder, turmeric for colour. A little bit of salt, a little bit of olive oil.
That's it.
You can roast them in the air fryer because everybody loves the air fryer. So
you
can do them in the air fryer, or you can just do them in the oven, whatever is handy. So if you have a roast chicken in or your veggies in, just put a tray of these guys in and they store. So they're almost like a little replacement to if you're somebody who loves like crisps or peanuts maybe in the evening. These can work as a little replacement.
Lovely. So very fresh. Very refreshing starter.
You were meant to have a garlic flatbread with that, but I forgot that today.
All right. Okay. Okay.
I did
another
remember
black mark
everything else though.
Right. What's this?
Lunch.
Okay.
We are lovely going wrap. With. So you said hummus at the top.
Yeah,
hummus
here
is
it
what
is.
We all know chickpeas for. And by the way,
what do we have here, then?
All hummus
that's falafel
is not
or something.
That's falafels. Yeah. So again, you're using your chickpeas, cumin, coriander, fresh coriander in there, little bit of garlic, little bit of lemon juice.
I'm going for it.
But it's what you do with it, right?
Okay.
So I'm going to tell you what you've got in there because this is no ordinary falafel wrap. So I've taken just a standard wrap. Got our falafels. Always warm your falafels. Makes all the difference. So I think people don't know that sometimes. Hummus. So I'm getting my double whammy of chickpeas in here. Then I put a little bit of a coronation mayonnaise, which is a curry mayonnaise.
Yes, that's what's the
yeah,
that's
good, lovely. Isn't it?
Mm.
Tiny little bit of pickled red cabbage, coriander, and then for sweetness, a little bit of mango chutney. So you get the creaminess, you get the kind of the little bit of the mild spiciness, you get the sweetness, and it's just delicious. Like it's a really, really nice
wrap. Oh, that's a lovely combination, the mayo and the mango chutney.
Isn't it? And the coronation mayonnaise is literally just your mayonnaise, a little bit of curry powder. I love to sprinkle in, just chop up a tiny little bit of red peppers, roast red peppers. They go really, really well.
Ashley's laughing because I just baked a bit of food off my leg straight across the studio.
I love
anyway.
That for lunch though. And again, why is that like, you know, better? Because it's plant-based, it's sustainable, and you're getting in all of that lovely goodness. My last one, well, not my last one, but my dinner. So dinner is chana masala.
Okay.
So we heard a lot of talk recently about girl dinners. This is one of my go-to girl dinners. If
okay.
I don't have to necessarily cook for
sorry,
everybody
else. Sorry, this is not a girl. Girl dinner is like
I know it's not.
Kind of a cracker and a slice of ham or something, wasn't it?
Listen, I was never going to be all right with a cracker and a bit of ham for my dinner. Chickpea curry. So chana masala is
lovely.
Basically chickpea and potato curry. That's all
yeah.
it is. So we've got no meat in here. We haven't gone to the bother of roasting aubergines or courgettes or peppers. It's basically potatoes and chickpeas. It does exactly what it says on the tin. You're getting in your protein. You could add meat. You could add tofu if you wanted. I've kept it really simple. So you can buy these pouches of cooked grains already. So whole grain rice, quinoa, a couple of sunflower seeds. I buy that all the time. They're super handy. So just open that. That's a microwave job.
Yeah.
And then you can either make your own curry sauce or just buy a jar of curry paste with some coconut milk.
Yeah.
Or a really good, you know, jar. If you want to be super, super cheaty, jar of curry sauce. These are leftover potatoes, okay?
Okay?
So this is like the dinner from the day before almost.
Yeah.
You've got your resistant starch, your leftover potatoes, chickpeas, and I wilted in a tiny little bit of spinach. And then again, it's how you dress a curry is so important. Coconut yogurt up there. So it's Greek coconut yogurt. Mango chutney. And one of my favourites, crispy onions.
Crispy onions, yeah. See
they
them.
Just win
spot
every
it.
Time, don't they?
Oh, so good.
And a little bit of coriander. But we talk about the whole meatless Monday. We talk about flexitarian. And it's a budget-friendly, filling, satiety-filled meal. That's just there's so much flavour in it. Like, you don't miss the meat. And I think if you're not going to eat the meat, as long as you don't miss the meat, you're on a winner. So chana masala is just absolutely gorgeous.
If you overdo the chickpeas, do they get a bit soft and soggy?
They tend to hold up quite
well.
Because
there's a nice crunch off them there.
Yeah, no, they tend to kind of hold their own. Something like the cannellini beans, the butter beans, they tend to mush down much more.
Yeah.
The chickpeas are actually a little bit harder, so they tend to kind of hold themselves a little bit more. But I love it. I just think chana masala, it's an absolute kind of leftover go-to easy dinner.
We have dessert as well this week.
Two desserts, not just one, my friend. Two desserts.
Two different things here. Oh, there is
two
actually.
Two different things here. So we've got chocolate brownie.
Yeah.
That's made with chickpeas.
All right.
So you take your food processor. This is less of a baking recipe and more of a blitzing recipe. You take your tin of chickpeas, you drain them, blitz off your chickpeas, cocoa powder, baking powder, baking soda, a little bit of almonds or a little bit of, I use gluten-free flour actually in these, a little bit of vanilla, tiny pinch of sea salt, maple syrup in there or honey, blitz it all up. Bake it in the oven just like you would a brownie. Pour out your dough mixture and put it in. And then I put a little bit of salted caramel on top.
Oh, it's lovely. What are the chickpeas replacing? Or are they just additional?
They're additional. They're kind of replacing the egg and a little percentage of the flour.
Okay.
So that's kind of the main part. So look, my opinion on those, and I have made them now, granted. Are they a regular chocolate brownie? Like, they're certainly not. But let's say you're going super healthy and you're cutting down on your sugar and you want something that's it is a deep, fudgy, dense, sweet treat. It is chocolatey. It is that. So I think you have to get out of the perception that it is going to be exactly like a chocolate brownie, because it's not. It kind of has a slightly more claggy mouth feel, just ever so slightly. There's actually, sorry, because I forgot, there's almond butter in there as well. And I think that contributes to it. But like, I think with a cup of tea, it's okay.
Yeah.
I did the taste test at home with some of my children.
Well, what did they think?
They didn't love it.
I liked it now.
I liked it.
But I mean, there's a bit of me that kind of thinks, you know, once you're kind of going that calorific, just horse in the sugar and everything into you.
Look, I'm kind of
go
the
for
thing.
It, you know.
I am a little bit like that. It's discerning.
You're kind of convincing yourself there's a degree of health food to it, because I put chickpeas in it.
Listen,
come on.
I am like that. I think I would rather have a little square of a fabulous chocolate brownie than that.
What's the other thing?
So this is chocolate bark. So bark is kind of like, so it's basically where you melt chocolate, you lay it out flat and you kind of put loads of different toppings on it. So you can
let it set again.
Okay. Yeah. So this is a really big TikTok trend. So it's like chickpea chocolate bark. So it's dark chocolate, 70% melted down. With that, you melt in some almond butter. Then you crisp up your chickpeas in the air fryer or in the oven and then stir them in. Let it set or chill in the fridge or the fridge. And then I sprinkled with a little bit of bee pollen and some black sesame seeds.
I prefer that now.
So would I.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's just...
It's a bit more crunchy.
Yeah.
It's a bit more interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Like I said, it's interesting to see how chickpeas can be used for dessert. My preference is definitely have them fabulous in a main course.
Yeah, I think
let them sing. But it's interesting to see.
Yeah, listen, fabulous main courses aplenty here. Ashley Narkin, thank you very much. We'll talk to you at the same time next week.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.